Software engineering. Software engineering is crucial for developing robust and scalable applications using systematic engineering principles. Programming language. Choosing the right programming language is essential to express logic and instructions effectively in software development. Algorithm. Algorithms are the step-by-step procedures or formulas for solving problems and performing tasks in programming. Code. Writing clean and efficient code is essential for creating software that is easy to understand and maintain. Debugging. Debugging is the process of identifying and fixing errors or bugs in the code to ensure proper functionality. Version control. Version control systems like Git help track changes in code, enabling collaboration and managing code history. Database. Databases store and manage data, providing a structured and efficient way to retrieve and manipulate information. Data structure. Understanding data structures is essential for organizing and storing data effectively in software applications. API. Application Programming Interface. An API defines how software components should interact, facilitating communication between different systems. Backend. The backend of a software application manages server-side operations and data processing. Frontend. The frontend is responsible for the user interface and how users interact with the application. User interface, UI. UI design focuses on creating visually appealing and user-friendly interfaces for applications. User experience, UX. Improving UX ensures that users have a positive and satisfying interaction with the software. Framework. Frameworks provide a structured foundation for development, offering pre-built components and tools to streamline coding. Integration testing. Integration testing ensures that different components of a system work seamlessly together. Deployment. Deployment involves releasing and making a software application available for users. Agile. Agile methodologies prioritize adaptability, collaboration, and customer feedback in the software development process. Scrum. Scrum is an agile framework that emphasizes iterative development, collaboration, and adaptability. DevOps. DevOps practices focus on automating and improving collaboration between development and operations teams. Artificial intelligence, AI. AI involves creating systems that can perform tasks requiring human-like intelligence. Machine learning. Machine learning enables systems to learn and improve from data without explicit programming. Cybersecurity. Cybersecurity measures are essential for protecting software and systems from unauthorized access and attacks. Cloud computing. Cloud computing provides on-demand access to computing resources over the internet. Big data. Big data involves processing and analyzing large and complex data sets to extract insights. Virtualization. Virtualization allows multiple virtual instances of operating systems or applications to run on a single physical server. Networking. Networking involves designing, implementing, and managing computer networks for communication. Debug. Debugging is the process of identifying and resolving errors or bugs in the code. Patch. Applying patches is necessary to update and secure software by fixing vulnerabilities or adding new features. Encryption. Encryption is used to secure sensitive data by converting it into a coded format. Open source. Open source software allows users to view, modify, and distribute the source code freely. Scalability. Scalability ensures that a software application can handle growth and increased demand. Code review. Code reviews involve the systematic examination of code by peers to ensure quality and adherence to best practices. Repository. A code repository is a centralized location for storing and managing version-controlled source code. Continuous integration, CI. CI automates the integration of code changes into a shared repository, ensuring early issue detection. Continuous deployment, CD. CD automates the deployment process, delivering new code changes to production efficiently. Full stack. Full stack developers are proficient in both front-end and back-end development. Responsive design. Responsive design ensures that applications adapt to different devices and screen sizes. Backend as a service, BaaS. BaaS provides pre-built back-end services, allowing developers to focus on front-end development. Front-end framework. Front-end frameworks provide tools and structures for building interactive user interfaces. Authentication. User authentication verifies the identity of users accessing a system. Library. Libraries offer pre-written code and functionalities to speed up development. Dependency injection. Dependency injection is a design pattern where dependencies are provided externally to a component. Runtime. Runtime refers to the period when a program is actively running and executing tasks. Serverless. Serverless architecture allows developers to build and run applications without managing server infrastructure. Microservices. Microservices architecture involves developing a system as a collection of small, independent services. Containerization. Containerization involves encapsulating applications and dependencies into containers for consistent deployment. Docker. Docker is a platform that simplifies the deployment of applications within containers. Kubernetes. Kubernetes is an open-source container orchestration platform for managing containerized applications. Scalability. Scalability is the ability of a system to handle increased workload by adding resources. Load balancing. Load balancing distributes network traffic across multiple servers to ensure even resource utilization. Failover. Failover is the process of switching to a backup system to maintain continuous operation in case of a failure. Concurrency. Concurrency is the ability of multiple tasks to execute in overlapping time periods. Parallelism. Parallelism involves simultaneously executing multiple tasks for improved performance. Multithreading. Multithreading allows multiple threads within a single process to execute concurrently. Multiprocessing. Multiprocessing involves using multiple processors or cores to execute tasks concurrently. API endpoint. An API endpoint is a specific URL where an API can be accessed. RESTful. RESTful design follows principles for building scalable and stateless networked applications. SOAP. Simple Object Access Protocol. SOAP is a protocol for exchanging structured information in web services. JSON. JavaScript Object Notation. JSON is a lightweight data interchange format commonly used in web development. XML. Extensible Markup Language. XML is a markup language for encoding documents in a format that is both human-readable and machine-readable. Regular Expression. Regular expressions are powerful patterns used for searching, matching, and manipulating text. Dependency Management. Dependency management involves handling external libraries and components that a software project relies on. CI/CD pipeline. The CI/CD pipeline automates the processes of continuous integration and continuous deployment in software development. Unit testing. Unit testing involves testing individual units or components of a software application. Integration testing. Integration testing ensures that different components of a system work together as intended. End-to-end testing. End-to-end testing evaluates the complete workflow of an application from start to finish. Refactoring. Refactoring is the process of restructuring existing computer code without changing its external behavior. Code smell. Code smell refers to any characteristic in the source code that could indicate a deeper problem. Legacy code. Legacy code refers to outdated or obsolete code that may need updates. Technical debt. Technical debt represents the cost of delayed improvements or fixes in software development. Code base. The code base is the complete body of source code for a software project. Code repository. A code repository is a storage space for version-controlled source code. Git. Git is a distributed version control system widely used in software development. Mercurial. Mercurial is another version control system similar to Git. Continuous monitoring. Continuous monitoring tracks the performance of systems in real time. Logging. Logging records events and activities within an application for analysis. Metrics. Metrics provide quantitative measures of system performance. Performance tuning. Performance tuning involves optimizing a system for better efficiency. Profiling. Profiling analyzes program behavior to identify performance bottlenecks. Code review. Code review ensures code quality through peer evaluation. Pair programming. Pair programming involves two developers working together on the same code. Agile Manifesto. The Agile Manifesto outlines principles for agile software development. Sprint. A sprint is a time-boxed iteration in the agile development process. Backlog. The backlog is a prioritized list of tasks yet to be completed. Burndown chart. A burndown chart visualizes work completed versus remaining work over time. Jira. Jira is a popular project management and issue tracking tool. Confluence. Confluence is a collaboration tool used for documentation and project management. Epic. An epic is a large user story that can be broken down into smaller tasks. User story. A user story describes a piece of functionality from an end-user perspective. Wireframe. A wireframe is a basic visual representation of a web page or application. Prototyping. Prototyping involves creating a preliminary version of a product for testing. MVP, minimum viable product. MVP is the smallest version of a product that satisfies customer needs. App testing. App testing compares two versions of a web page to determine the more effective one. DevSecOps. DevSecOps integrates security practices into the DevOps pipeline. Cryptography. Cryptography involves securing communication through encryption techniques. Blockchain. Blockchain is a distributed ledger technology used for secure and transparent transactions. Smart contract. A smart contract is a self-executing contract with the terms of the agreement written in code. Front-end framework. A front-end framework provides tools and libraries for building user interfaces. Back-end framework. A back-end framework simplifies server-side development. Static analysis. Static analysis examines code without executing it to identify potential issues. Dynamic analysis. A dynamic analysis analyzes code during execution to find runtime issues. Load testing. Load testing assesses how a system performs under specific conditions, measuring its ability to handle a particular load. Stress testing. Stress testing evaluates the system's robustness by subjecting it to extreme conditions or high loads. Capacity planning. Capacity planning involves estimating and ensuring that a system has enough resources to handle expected loads. Caching. Caching improves performance by storing frequently accessed data for faster retrieval. Latency. Latency is the time delay between a request and its response in a system. WebSockets. WebSockets enable real-time, bidirectional communication between clients and servers. REST API. A REST API provides a set of rules for building web services, allowing communication between different systems. GraphQL. GraphQL is a query language for APIs, providing a more efficient and flexible alternative to REST. Oath. Oath is an authentication protocol that enables secure authorization between applications. JWT, JSON Web Token. JWT is a compact, URL-safe means of representing claims between two parties. Single Sign-On, SSO. SSO allows users to access multiple applications with a single set of login credentials. Two-factor authentication, 2FI. 2FI adds an extra layer of security by requiring two forms of identification for access. Cross-origin resource sharing, CORS. CORS is a security feature allowing or restricting resource requests between different origins. OWASP. OWASP, Open Web Application Security Project, provides resources for improving software security. Zero-day vulnerability. A zero-day vulnerability is a software flaw that is unknown to the vendor and exploited by attackers. Penetration testing. Penetration testing assesses system security by simulating cyber attacks to identify vulnerabilities. Incident response. Incident response involves managing and mitigating the impact of security incidents. Data migration. Data migration is the process of transferring data from one system to another. ETL. Extract, transform, load. ETL processes involve extracting, transforming, and loading data from one system to another. Data warehousing. Data warehousing involves collecting, storing, and managing data from different sources for analysis. Business intelligence, B. B involves using data analysis tools to make informed business decisions. DevOps tools. DevOps tools automate and streamline the software development and operations processes. Container orchestration. Container orchestration manages the deployment, scaling, and operation of containerized applications. Infrastructure as code, IAC. IAC involves managing and provisioning infrastructure using code and automation. Server farm. A server farm is a collection of servers working together to provide services. VPN, virtual private network. A VPN secures and encrypts communication over a public network. Firewall. A firewall protects a network by controlling and monitoring incoming and outgoing traffic. Intrusion Detection System, IDS. An IDS monitors network or system activities for potential security threats. Distributed Systems. Distributed systems involve multiple interconnected computers working together to achieve a common goal. Micro frontends. Micro frontends is an architectural pattern for developing front-end applications in a modular and independent way. Chaos engineering. Chaos engineering involves intentionally introducing failures to test and improve system resilience. Dark mode. Dark mode is a user interface option with a dark color scheme, reducing eye strain in low light conditions. Chatbot. A chatbot is a computer program designed to simulate conversation with users. Natural language processing, NLP. NLP enables computers to understand, interpret, and generate human language. Predictive analytics. Predictive analytics uses data and statistical algorithms to make predictions about future events. Robotic process automation, RPA. RPA automates repetitive tasks using software robots. Serverless computing. Serverless computing allows developers to focus on writing code without managing server infrastructure. Low-code development. Low-code development involves using visual interfaces to create applications with minimal hand coding. API gateway. An API gateway manages and controls access to APIs, providing security and scalability. Server-side rendering, SSR. SSR generates HTML on the server before sending it to the client, improving page load times. Client-side rendering, CSR. CSR renders HTML on the client side, enhancing interactivity but potentially increasing load times. Immutable. Immutable data cannot be changed once created, enhancing predictability in software. Reactive programming. Reactive programming involves building asynchronous and event-driven systems. State management. State management controls and tracks the state of an application's data over time. Container registry. A container registry stores and manages container images for deployment. Dependency injection. Dependency injection is a design pattern where dependencies are provided externally to a component. Reusability. Reusability promotes designing components or code that can be used in multiple contexts. Cross-platform development. Cross-platform development allows creating applications that run on multiple operating systems. Mobile app development. Mobile app development involves creating applications for mobile devices like smartphones and tablets. Progressive Web App, PWA. A PWA is a type of web application that provides an app-like experience with offline capabilities. Augmented Reality, AR enhances the real-world environment with computer-generated information or experiences. Virtual Reality, VR. VR creates a simulated environment that immerses users in a virtual world. Edge computing. Edge computing processes data closer to the source, reducing latency and improving performance. Deep learning. Deep learning is a subset of machine learning using neural networks to model complex patterns. Neural network. A neural network is a computer system designed to mimic the human brain's structure and function. Reinforcement learning. Reinforcement learning involves training models through rewards or punishments based on actions. Computer vision. Computer vision enables machines to interpret and make decisions based on visual data. Natural language generation, NLG. NLG is a process where machines generate human-like language. Feature engineering. Feature engineering involves selecting and preparing relevant input variables for machine learning models. Cloud native. Cloud native applications are designed to run in cloud environments, utilizing cloud services. Server farm. A server farm is a collection of servers working together to provide services. Immutable infrastructure. Immutable infrastructure is a concept where servers are never modified after creation. Service mesh. A service mesh manages communication between microservices in a containerized application. Infrastructure orchestration. Infrastructure orchestration automates and coordinates the deployment of infrastructure components. Zero trust security. Zero trust security assumes no trust, requiring verification from anyone trying to access resources. API documentation. API documentation provides information on how to use and integrate with an application programming interface. Swagger. Swagger is a tool for documenting and testing APIs, facilitating communication between teams. A test-driven development, TDD. TDD involves writing tests before developing the actual code to ensure functionality. Behavior-driven development, BDD. BDD focuses on collaboration between developers, QA, and non-technical stakeholders in software development. Feature flag. A feature flag is a toggle that allows developers to turn a feature on or off remotely. Blue-green deployment. Blue-green deployment involves switching between two identical environments to minimize downtime during updates. Canary release. Canary release is a deployment strategy where a new version is gradually rolled out to a subset of users. Dark launch. Dark launch is the practice of releasing new features to a subset of users without making them visible. GetFlow. GetFlow is a branching model that defines a strict branching strategy for Git repositories. Code freeze. Code freeze is a period during which no new code is added to a software project to prepare for release. Technical stack. A technical stack comprises the technologies and tools used to build a software application. Elasticsearch. Elasticsearch is a search and analytics engine commonly used for full text search. Kibana. Kibana is a data visualization and exploration tool for Elasticsearch. Logstash. Logstash is a data processing pipeline that ingests, processes, and outputs log data. Fault tolerance. Fault tolerance ensures a system remains operational even when components fail. High availability. High availability refers to the ability of a system to stay operational with minimal downtime. Disaster recovery. Disaster recovery involves strategies and processes for recovering from a catastrophic event. Incident management. Incident management addresses and resolves disruptions to IT services. Capacity management. Capacity management ensures that IT resources meet current and future business needs. Root cause analysis. Root cause analysis identifies the underlying cause of problems or incidents. Technical support. Technical support provides assistance and troubleshooting for users facing issues with software or hardware. Knowledge base. A knowledge base is a repository of information used for problem solving and decision making. SLA. Service Level Agreement. SLA defines the level of service expected and the consequences if not met. Micro frontends. Micro frontends is an architectural pattern for developing front-end applications in a modular and independent way. Container registry. A container registry stores and manages container images for deployment. Microservices architecture. Microservices architecture involves developing a system as a collection of small, independent services. Service-oriented architecture, SOA. SOA is an architectural pattern where software components are designed as services that can be accessed remotely. Scalable architecture. Scalable architecture allows systems to handle increased workload by adding resources. Legacy system. A legacy system refers to outdated or obsolete software or hardware. Technical documentation. Technical documentation provides information about the design, implementation, and usage of a system. Quality assurance, QA. QA involves processes and activities that ensure the quality of software development. Automated testing. Automated testing uses tools to execute tests and compare actual outcomes with expected outcomes. A test case. A test case is a set of conditions or variables used to determine whether a system functions correctly. Code repository. A code repository is a centralized location for storing and managing version-controlled source code. Code base. The code base is the complete body of source code for a software project. A technical interviewer. A technical interview assesses a candidate's knowledge and problem-solving skills in a specific field. Soft skills. Soft skills refer to interpersonal, communication, and collaboration abilities. Code deployment. Code deployment is the process of releasing a new version of a software application. A rollback. Rollback is the reversal of a system update or change to a previous state. Continuous monitoring. Continuous monitoring tracks the performance and status of systems in real time. Root access. Root access provides full control and privileges over a system. Patch management. Patch management involves applying updates and fixes to software to improve security. ISO 27001. ISO 27001 is an international standard for information security management systems. PCIDSS, Payment Card Industry Data Security Standard. PCIDSS sets security standards for handling credit card information. Compliance. Compliance ensures adherence to laws, regulations, and industry standards. GDPR, General Data Protection Regulation. GDPR is a European regulation on data protection and privacy. HIPAA, Health Insurance Portability and Accountability Act. HIPAA sets standards for protecting sensitive patient information in healthcare. Sprint planning. Sprint planning involves determining the tasks and goals for an upcoming sprint in agile development. Daily stand-up. Daily stand-up meetings facilitate communication and coordination in agile teams. Backlog grooming. Backlog grooming involves refining and prioritizing tasks in the backlog for upcoming sprints. Feature freeze. Feature freeze is a point in the development cycle where no new features are added to focus on stabilization. User acceptance testing, UAT. UAT involves testing a system with end users to ensure it meets their requirements. White box testing. White box testing examines the internal logic and structure of a system. Black box testing. Black box testing evaluates a system's functionality without considering internal code. Gray box testing. Gray box testing combines aspects of both white box and black box testing. Mockup. A mockup is a static representation of a user interface design. Wireframe. A wireframe is a basic visual representation of a web page or application. Data lake. A data lake is a centralized repository for storing raw and unstructured data. Data mining. Data mining involves extracting useful patterns and information from large data sets. ETL. Extract, transform, load. ETL processes involve extracting, transforming, and loading data from one system to another. Data profiling. Data profiling assesses the quality and characteristics of data in a data set. Data lineage. Data lineage tracks the origin, movement, and changes to data throughout its life cycle. Data validation. Data validation ensures that data meets specified criteria and standards. Data correlation. Data correlation identifies relationships and dependencies between different data sets. Data enrichment. Data enrichment involves enhancing existing data with additional information or attributes. Data retention. Data retention defines how long data should be stored and when it should be deleted. Data disposal. Data disposal involves securely and permanently removing data that is no longer needed. Data ecosystem. A data ecosystem encompasses all the components, tools, and processes involved in managing and utilizing data within an organization. Data strategy. Data strategy outlines the plan and objectives for effectively managing, processing, and utilizing data to achieve organizational goals. Data governance framework. A data governance framework provides the structure and guidelines for ensuring data quality, security, and compliance. Data warehouse architecture. Data warehouse architecture defines the structure and design of a centralized repository for structured data. Data lake architecture. Data lake architecture outlines the design and organization of a centralized repository for raw and unstructured data. Webhooks. Webhooks are automated callbacks or HTTP post requests triggered by events, allowing real-time data exchange between systems. JWT, JSON Web Token. JWT is a compact, URL-safe means of representing claims to be transferred between parties, commonly used for authentication. OAuth, Open Authorization. OAuth is an open standard for authorization, allowing secure access to resources without sharing credentials. PKI, Public Key Infrastructure. PKI is a framework that manages digital keys and certificates to ensure secure communication. SSL/DLS, Secure Circuits Layer/Transport Layer Security. SSL/DLS are cryptographic protocols ensuring secure communication over a computer network. HTTP/HTTPS, HTTP, Hypertext Transfer Protocol, and HTTPS, Hypertext Transfer Protocol Secure, are protocols for transmitting data between a web server and a browser. Load balancer. A load balancer distributes incoming network traffic across multiple servers to ensure optimal resource utilization and prevent server overload. A reverse proxy. A reverse proxy handles requests from clients and forwards them to servers, enhancing security and performance. CDN, Content Delivery Network. A CDN is a distributed network of servers that deliver web content to users based on their geographic location, improving speed and reliability. Server logs. Server logs record events and activities on a server, providing valuable information for troubleshooting and analysis. Monitoring. Monitoring involves observing and tracking the performance and health of systems in real time. Logging. Logging records events, activities, and errors for analysis, troubleshooting, and auditing. Alerting. Alerting notifies relevant parties of critical events or issues requiring immediate attention. Incident response. Incident response is a structured approach to addressing and managing cybersecurity incidents. Root cause analysis. Root cause analysis identifies the underlying cause of problems or incidents. Performance metrics. Performance metrics measure the efficiency and effectiveness of a system or process. Scalability. Scalability is the ability of a system to handle increased workload or demand by adding resources. High availability. High availability ensures a system remains operational with minimal downtime. Fault tolerance. Fault tolerance ensures a system can continue to operate even when components fail. Latency. Latency is the time delay between a request and the corresponding response in a system. Throughput. A throughput is the amount of data or transactions a system can process within a given time. Redundancy. Redundancy involves duplicating critical components to ensure system reliability. Failover. Failover is the process of switching to a backup system in case the primary system fails. Disaster recovery. Disaster recovery involves strategies and processes for recovering from catastrophic events. Backup and restore. Backup and restore are procedures for creating copies of data and restoring it if necessary. Business continuity. Business continuity planning ensures an organization can continue essential functions during and after a disaster. Change management. Change management controls and manages changes to a system or process to minimize disruptions. Patch management. Patch management involves applying updates and fixes to software for security and performance. Vulnerability management. Vulnerability management identifies and addresses weaknesses in a system's security. Penetration testing. Penetration testing assesses the security of a system by simulating a cyber attack. Firewall. A firewall is a network security device that monitors and controls incoming and outgoing network traffic. Intrusion detection system, IDS. An IDS monitors and detects potential security threats or breaches. Security audit. A security audit assesses and evaluates the effectiveness of security controls and policies. Zero trust security. Zero trust security assumes no trust, requiring verification from anyone trying to access resources. Encryption. Encryption secures data by converting it into a coded format that can only be deciphered with the appropriate key. Access control. Access control restricts access to resources based on user roles and permissions. Multi-factor authentication, MFA. MFA adds an extra layer of security by requiring multiple methods of authentication. Security policy. A security policy outlines rules and guidelines to ensure the security of an organization's information assets. Security compliance. Security compliance ensures adherence to laws, regulations, and industry standards regarding information security. DDoS mitigation. DDoS mitigation involves strategies to prevent or minimize the impact of distributed denial-of-service attacks. Security incident. A security incident refers to any event that poses a risk to the confidentiality, integrity, or availability of information. Phishing. Phishing is a cyber attack where attackers attempt to trick individuals into revealing sensitive information through deceptive emails or websites. Malware. Malware, short for malicious software, is software designed to harm or exploit computer systems, including viruses, worms, and trojans. Ransomware. Ransomware is a type of malware that encrypts a user's data and demands a ransom for its release. Security awareness. Security awareness involves educating individuals about potential security threats and promoting safe online practices. Cybersecurity framework. A cybersecurity framework provides a structured approach to managing and improving an organization's cybersecurity posture. SOCH, Security Operations Center. A security operations center is a centralized unit that monitors and manages an organization's security infrastructure. Threat intelligence. Threat intelligence involves analyzing and understanding potential cybersecurity threats to enhance security measures. Security patch. A security patch is a software update that addresses vulnerabilities and improves the security of a system or application. Secure coding. Secure coding is the practice of writing code in a way that mitigates security risks and vulnerabilities. Web Application Firewall, WAF. A web application firewall is a security device or service that protects web applications from various cyber threats. Mobile Device Management, MDM. Mobile device management involves managing and securing mobile devices within an organization. Network segmentation. Network segmentation divides a network into segments to enhance security by restricting access between segments.